Hi, this is Mark Sanborn with an audio blog. At the beginning of each week, we all have a large list of things we need to do. But more often than not, we're reacting to the demands of the week rather than designing the week for maximum advantage. I suggest you think about five questions at the beginning of each week that will provide you with an agenda that will make sure that you're not just reacting, but that you're living by design and improving your personal and professional situation. To get better answers, ask better questions. But to improve your business or your life, act on the answers. Here are the five questions. Question number one to ask at the beginning of each week. What will I learn this week? Now, don't answer by saying that you'll read more about a specific topic, but by identifying what exactly you need to learn, want to learn, and how you'll learn it. Growth and development rarely happen accidentally. Question number two, what relationship will I improve? Is there a relationship that needs repair or perhaps maintenance? Maybe there's a relationship that you need to begin and nurture, but again, be specific. Think in terms of both who and how. Question number three, what problem will I address or avoid? Big problems aren't always solved all at one time. So by addressing a problem, that means that you're making progress, that you've broken it down into component parts, and that you're slowly but surely solving the problem. But don't stop there. Many problems can be anticipated and therefore avoided. Is there a problem looming on your horizon that you need to head off this week? Question number four, what opportunity will I seize? Too often we're fixated on our problems and we miss our opportunities. I first heard this story by a speaker named Tom Crum many years ago. It was about a Zen master who stumbled and fell over the edge of a cliff. On his way down, he grabbed a branch protruding from the side of the mountain. As he hung there, suspended from the side of the mountain, he saw a plant clinging to the rocks and bearing a single large red strawberry. With one free hand, he picked the strawberry and ate it. "Delicious," he said. Now, admittedly, this is an extreme example of seeing opportunity that most people would have missed, but it does make a point. Even in the midst of our challenges, struggles, and difficulties, there are opportunities that we can take advantage of. What opportunity will you take advantage of this week? And finally, question number five, how will I increase my value? What will you do to increase your value to your employer, to your customer, to your family? I find that relationships fail when there is a value disequilibrium. That is to say that one party thinks they aren't getting the value they pay for or deserve. And of course, we all love people who continue to provide new and better value when we do business with them. So those are your five questions for this week and for any week when you want to do business by design rather than just by default.